It's certainly, as an average, not as high as obviously we've seen in other settings, particularly looking at the traditional, the original G7, G8 group. They would have scores significantly higher, but this is a learning process, and so we have a lot of new countries involved here. It is as pointed out in the report, as good as the Pittsburgh summit and the meeting of commitments there. It's a work in progress.
But when you look at that figure, 64%, and you say, well, the last summit occurred in June, that's not too bad for that short time period.
Sure. And it is a little compressed here because in the traditional kind of G8 kind of framing, it was an annual summit. This is a little bit compressed because we had a summit in June, as you said, and now a summit just coming up starting tomorrow night in Seoul.
So what does this mean for those watching the G20 holding their summit in Seoul and they see these figures about their last meeting? What does it mean?
Sure. It just underscores the need for the G20 to really focus. And if you look at the statements from certainly the Toronto summit, if you look at statements from the current Seoul summit, that is the host, in the case of Canada, of course, the Prime Minister, in the case of the Korean President, that they do say, well, we got to make sure we meet the commitments that we've made previously. That's a high priority. And I think it simply underscores the need to do that. You know, that there has to be focus, concern by all the G20 leaders that, you know, this is a key priority so that people in all the countries say, okay, so they're making a commitment and we have some confidence that not only are they going to make the commitment, they're actually going to comply and implement whatever is required by way of their agreement.
Looking at the compliance report, which countries were the top compliers?
The top complier was Canada, who was the host. And it's frequently the case that the host, I suspect, feels a little bit of pressure to make sure that not only have they worked very hard to create those commitments of the G20 group, the leadership, but also that they show compliance, I mean, given the fact that it occurred while they were host. Canada ranks up at the top, then the UK, Germany, countries of that sort follow in. I think the interesting thing remains that there's still a significant split between, you know, G8 countries, former G8 countries, who have, you know, for quite some time now been meeting and did meet on an annual basis going back decades, and the new G20 group, particularly those who are not G7, G8 members, at the moment, their compliance records tend to be significantly poorer than the old G7, G8 countries.
Is there any talk of just having an annual summit?
There is, and I mean, in fact, they are now, at least in theory, shifting over to an annual summit. We've seen five summits since 2008, in November 2008 in Washington, but that, of course, was potentially a unique period of the global economic crisis. And as we shift out of that crisis, presumably, there is this view that now they can shift to an annual summit. And so the next G20, which the French will host, is not scheduled, at least in the moment, until November 2011.